How are we to know and distinguish from those things that give nourishment to the body and those things that don't? He says, so we mentioned this principle that has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and others. And it is that all things which nourish the body, whether it is taken into the mouth or into the nose, or it is inserted into the blood, and they give strength. They strengthen the body and they give nourishment to the body. Then those things nullify the fast. He says, so by way of this, we're able to know those things which they give nourishment to the body, and those things which they may be taking, but they don't give any nourishment to the body. Based upon this, we say those individuals who, for example, they take vitamins or they take iron supplements and the likes of this, these things, they will in turn nullify a person's fast. Based upon this principle that we mentioned, a person takes IVs that is injected into his body, and he takes different types of medicines, and they nourish the body, and they give strength to the body and support it, then these things are amongst those affairs that nullify the fast. Similarly, if a person were to ask us regarding any drops that are placed into the eye or drops that are placed into the ear and the likes of this, do these things break the fast? Then no. Based upon this principle, these things do not break the fast. Whether it is these drops that are taken by women specifically or other than that, these things don't nullify and break the fast. And so therefore, the principle is that all of those things which give nourishment to the body and they strengthen the body, whether they are taken by way of the mouth or by way of the nose or into the blood, then these are those things that nullify and break one's fast.